Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody? It is the Mastery Podcast, and it is Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. I hope you've all had a lovely Easter. Whether you were relaxing with family, friends, and loved ones, or whether you just took the time to kick back and relax. We're now moving into the start of a new week and a really great opportunity for me to ask you a very important question. Would you like unlimited progression? Would you like to feel like life's moving forward at a real energetic pace? Or do you just know that there's an internal struggle? You can't put your finger on it, but something's stopping you progress. And I like to break these three areas down, or break this subject down into three key areas: health, personal, and professional. And something that I've done for many years. And in fact, my last podcast on Who Is Your Coach really prompted me to delve into this topic about progression. You see, from a very early age, like middle to late 20s, I started to question a lot. There's a big difference between questioning and actioning. And honestly, if you look at the areas of health, personal, and professional, are they areas that you have utter balance in, or is there imbalance? I'm going to touch on each one in a second, but anything that we have balance in, any area of our life that we have balance in, we find we have progression. Any area of our life that we have imbalance in, we have regression. But guys, so many people avoid the areas of our life that we have imbalance in. We know we have imbalance, and to be honest with you, it's tough to work through this imbalance. It's easier to just go, well, I believe I have balance in my training, so I'm going to dig into that. I believe I have balance with my clients, so I'm just going to dig into that. I don't let anybody off that works with me. I delve into health, personal, and professional. One without the other is not going to help you progress. Let's look at health. If you want your personal and professional life to progress, your brain needs to be strong and powerful. Your body needs to be well at a cellular level, at a hormonal level. A body that is not progressing or not functioning at its best level isn't going to improve your training at the level that you could get it to. Isn't going to improve your cognitive function. Your sleep and your recovery all facilitate the stress that you put your body through on a day-to-day basis, whether or not it is mental or physical. So let me ask you right now, how much work do you do on your health? And when the podcast that I did on Who Is Your Coach, I remembered how much work over the years I've done on lab testing, consulting with people to get my health optimal, to understand where my health's at and work at that, because one without the other isn't going to help me progress. And I knew that. And there's no coincidence that I've progressed, guys, at the pace that I have because I've paid attention and detail to my health at all times. And then there's personal. There was a time when I was very unhappy. But I didn't stop there and say, I'm not happy, I'm just going to bury myself into training. I worked tirelessly to understand it, my brain, and how I could turn around my unhappy thoughts into happy thoughts, my doubts, fears, dreads, and emotions into contentment and excitement, to drive me forward, to facilitate every dream and aspiration I've got in my relationships and whether or not it's my business. And I challenge you, if you want ultimate progression in all areas of your life, you have to delve into your personal. You have to look at what's holding you back, what areas that you should be focusing on. You can't sweep them under the carpet. And then professional. Business ideas, growth ideas, clients. There's areas of your business you've not got balance in. Your clients are all over the place. You don't have a niche. You don't know where each client's going in terms of their results, in terms of their coaching standards, in terms of everything that you need to know. You haven't got balance because you're not studying. You're not getting out of your environment. You're not putting time and effort in to become better. And so I will challenge you on this, is if all you do is focus on professional, you're not going to make rapid ultimate progression. Unlimited progression means you have to stop. The beginning of April is a perfect time to address your health. What could you be doing better when it comes to health? Address personal, your values, your beliefs. I know a lot of people, guys, that aren't happy. I know a lot of people that don't even acknowledge and with gratitude and appreciation because they're living with frustration. I know there's a lot of people that aren't where they want to be with their business life, but they just bury their head in the sand and just push on. The problem with this, guys, is until you've got balance, you won't make progress. And while you know there is imbalance there, all you're going to do is find yourself sliding slowly backwards. And you'll bury your head in your sand, but I promise you, the direction that you're going to go, unless you invest an equal amount of time in your health, personal, professional, is only going to see you slipping back and leading more into frustration, doubt, and in often cases, anger. And then it draws into resentment because you end up comparing yourself to other people. And if you look at a lot of people that are successful, they're happy. If you look at a lot of people that are successful, there is unlimited progression. So please today, stop. Health, personal and professional. If one of those areas is not aligned and you are not feeling a level of balance and contentment, the clue is there. You need to spend time working on it. Guys, I hope today's podcast has been helpful. It's short, it's snappy, it's thought-provoking. But you are the only person that knows where there is balance or imbalance. And if you're struggling to understand that, don't bury yourself or bury your head in the sand. There are people out there that are skilled in helping you analyze areas of balance in your life. And they will give you tools to be able to overcome everything so that you make unlimited progression. Guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a very productive week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.